Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The price of oil has been on a wild ride this year. After a supply glut, an international price war, and a cratering of demand because of COVID, prices are low, which is good for drivers. But not so much for the tens of thousands of people in West Texas who work in the oil industry. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has the story.
Brody Pinkerton stands in the equipment yard of Maverick Well Pluggers, sees a lot of work that needs to be done.
This one's actually just a little maintenance, honestly. And there's so many moving parts on a rig like this. I mean, there's so many moving parts that can break. Radiator's pretty simple fix.
Pinkerton co-owns this Midland, Texas company, which plugs unproductive or abandoned wells for oil producers. Last year, it was so busy, these mammoth 40-foot-long, 10-wheeled workover rigs were fixed at the oil well. Now much of their equipment sits idle here. Each piece stacked in lots across Midland and neighboring Odessa represent lost revenue. Oil producers needed to slash expenses and contacted companies like Pinkerton's to try and cut the prices of existing contracts.
They were sending essentially demand letters of, if you want to keep doing workforce right now, you're going to submit new prices with us if at least 25%. We'd really like to see 30% reduction. And I'm calling them saying, look, we don't make 30% profit on this stuff. And it was kind of like, well, figure it out.
Maverick laid off half its 60-person staff. Owners didn't draw paychecks for 6 months.
Like I said, right now we're just limping along, maintaining what we've got, hoping that it'll get better.
This part of Texas, called the Permian Basin, is the most productive oil region in the nation, and it screeched to a halt in April. Kirk Edwards of Latigo Petroleum says the area had over 400 rigs and dropped to around 100 at its lowest.
And those rigs usually have 100 people with them, so it's 35,000 minimum people that we've lost just on the drilling rig side of things.
That's about a third of the oil field jobs lost nationally. The city of Odessa went from the lowest unemployment in the state to the highest at over 13%. Renee Earls leads the Odessa Chamber of Commerce.
We talk about here in Odessa and the Permian Basin that no matter what industry you're in, we're all in the oil industry together.
All those people out of work means empty temporary housing. The unemployment means belt tightening across the community, she says. The barn door in Odessa is open, but restaurant owner Roy Gillian says it's doing just a third of what it used to. And its catering business is even worse.
We would drive, 100 miles and go out into an oil field and, charge them by the mile, of course, and go out there and maybe cook steaks on our trailer for them. And all of that has gone away.
People have had difficulty paying bills, too. At Complex Community Federal Credit Union, President Jason Barrage says they've allowed customers to defer payments on $60 million in loans. He's not worried yet because they've all been through this before.
That's part of being out in the oil economy. You know it's going to go up, and you make hay while the sun shines, but it's going to go back down. And you just got to get ready when it's down to start making hay again when it comes back up.
According to the Dallas Federal Reserve, economists believe this is even worse than the oil bust of the 80s. It took property values in some West Texas cities 30 years to recover from that bust.
I think it's going to get worse.
Drew McGanigal lost his family's Odessa energy business in the 80s bust. He's in Houston and has a new job, helping companies restructure and go through bankruptcy. Business is good right now, and he's worried about his hometown.
And sad, it brings me no joy to say this, but I think they're in for some really rough times.
Everyone's just hoping they can hang on long enough to see another boom. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav in Odessa, Texas.